Blog Talk Radio.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much. I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms. Some so subtle, your teenager may not even know it's happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start, how you can spot the signs, and most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And now, yes, Instagram. I am on Instagram, lots of great pictures. If you tag me in a photo, you might win a prize. I'll be giving away a prize today after the show, after speaking with my guest, J.R. Lemon. So please stay tuned, follow on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook to find out how you can win the giveaway. Thank you again for just supporting the show. Again, we're more than a million downloads of the show. I just want to say I really appreciate it, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. Well, today I am blessed, I don't even know, my wire's melting over here, with the sexy, hot, sensitive, well, put that in there, sensitive, J.R. Lemon from NBC's The Night Shift. Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Again, wanted to thank you for coming on this morning, talking about The Night Shift, talking about your career and where you're going. Wow, there's a lot of excitement in the last couple episodes of The Night Shift. Snipers, you're worried about your girlfriend. Talk to the audience a little bit how you prepare for, I guess, maybe the more stressful scenes, because you also have silly scenes, but what about the more dramatic scenes? Is there anything special that you do for that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any different for me. I think one of the most challenging things is not necessarily what the content is, but it's when you don't have, you know, a ton of material, you know, in a particular episode or whatever. It's about making sure that you prepare for, you know, to live a full life, you know, no matter how much, you know, screen time you necessarily have. And I think if you do the work, if you do all the work all the time, then, you know, even more dramatic situations aren't more difficult, if that makes sense.
Definitely. I mean, you have to be ready. When opportunity knocks, you need to be ready. So,
yeah,
like you said,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key right there.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Because, I mean, you know, we don't get ready for, you know, things in real life. You know, we don't have dramatic moments in real life that we get ready for. We just respond to them, right? Same thing with the funny stuff. And I think the funny stuff, I think if you kind of stay in that lane of just staying prepared and staying open and staying available and staying present, no matter what, you know, it is, whether it's humor or dramatic stuff, your response will be as genuine as long as you're sort of there.
Now, you didn't start out in acting. You were a football player. You have a degree in science and engineering. Talk to me about this switch to acting from football. Where did that happen? When did that happen?
Yeah, sure. So so I was able to miss the job fair in college because I thought I was going to have this long football career. And I got picked up as a free agent to the Oakland Raiders out of college and was there, you know, for camp probably for about 5 months or so. And I got cut. And was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? Time, you know, I really thought I'd sort of jump onto another team. So I came to Los Angeles, really to just train. There was a training facility down here in Orange County that a couple of my buddies had went to, and they really got some great results. So I came down to train at that place, and at when I was down here, I started doing, you know, the sports commercials just to make money on the side. And that kind of sort of snowballed into getting a commercial agent and doing print stuff. And, yeah, eventually I took a couple acting classes and the rest of it.
It's amazing that opportunity. Like you said, you were ready, you were there, you were open, and then it just came along. And again, back to that being ready for when opportunity knocks. Now,
sure.
I have to say, you know, your character is very sensitive on the show, but he's very hot too. And sometimes he has to take off your clothes and say, how do you deal with the tension when you're off the set? You know, you're walking down the street, maybe you're going shopping or doing whatever. Do people come up to you? Do people, like, you know, do you feel harassed or do you feel, like, blessed? Like, oh, thank you so much for appreciating my work.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel blessed. I haven't reached that harassed part, you know, at all, really. You know, I think it's cool. I think, I think when I act, man, it's all about my imagination. I don't necessarily use, like, real-life stuff. So it's completely separate for me. So if someone can appreciate it, I think that's awesome. It's almost like someone looking at a painting that you painted. If you were an artist or a song, responded to a song that you wrote if you were a musician.
Right.
I think, really, yeah, I think it's awesome.
So now I saw on your Facebook page that it said actor/director. So are we looking to see J.R. Lemon director on the credits of something coming up?
Oh, no. That on Facebook, there is no just singular actor.
Okay.
It's just actor/director. Yeah.
Are you interested in any parts of the industry, though? I mean, are you interested in going behind the scenes or producing or anything like that in the future?
You know what's funny? I'm not going to say no. I think for me, I think it would behoove me to get really good at one thing at a time. So right now my focus is just on acting. It's what I really enjoy. And I have so much further to go. So, you know, I think I'll take care of that before I sort of segue into other elements of the industry.
Okay, now this is a kind of personal question, but this is for the female fans, because when I posted your picture on my Facebook page, I got so many crazy comments. You know, they were like, cougar meat and hot and sexy.
Oh,
and yes, it was crazy. Let me just read some of these things here. Handsome. That's a very safe one. Cute, fine,
yes,
cougar alert. Well, they.
Hello?
Hi, I think we got disconnected with JR. But as I was saying, we were talking with JR Lemon from NBC's The Night Shift. You can call in 646-929-0368. We were just talking. Here he is right now. I thought maybe he got embarrassed or something. Hey, good morning again.
Hey. Sorry about that. I'm
now,
not sure
what
happened
there? I don't know what happened either. Maybe
the,
that was too
phone...
sensitive a question.
Oh, no. It's all good. I was waiting for more. I got cut off at cougar meat.
Oh, okay. So what I was saying is, you know, your audience would like to know, are you boxers or briefs? That's what they're trying to figure out here.
Am I boxers? Wow.
you can be both, people.
I'm gonna go with briefs.
You going with briefs?
Go with,
okay.
So boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, okay. And now, do you like to shave? Sometimes I see you with hair. Sometimes I see you without. Like, do you like to keep clean shaven, or you like the little peach fuzz? What's the deal?
Are we talking about on facial hair?
Yes, we're talking on facial hair. Don't go there.
I mean, listen, I'm just responding to the question. Remember we said
yes.
You stay ready for everything.
Yes.
I do both, honestly. Like, it grows in pretty fast. So I think while I'm not shooting a lot, because I have to stay pretty much clean shaven, you know, for 5 months or however long when we do shoot, I think when we get done shooting, I do like growing it out a little bit just because I can't do it four-hour shooting.
Now, are you a jeans kind of guy? Do you like to wear jeans, or are you more like dress up and wear slacks and a shirt? What kind of guy are you when you're just yourself?
I'm a completely random kind of guy. Like, one day you'll see me in some Barbados suit, and then one day you'll see me in, you know, some sweat jumpsuit. So I go all over the place. Just depending on how I'm
now
feeling. I think clothes are another form of expression, you know, and I think that they're a really cool way a person can express themselves. So, you know, I don't feel the same all the time. So, you know, I'm at some point I'm a, you know, sophisticated Stanford man, you know, Kappa man. And at some point I'm just a, you know, a Southern kid from Georgia. So, you know, a little city boy from Georgia. So, you know.
Now, you from Georgia. Can you cook?
I can cook grits.
You can cook grits? Okay, how do you eat your grits? With cheese? With just butter? How do you eat your grits?
Just with butter, salt, pepper, and a ton of, like, sausage and bacon and ham, like, whatever meat I can find, I throw in there.
Throw it in there. Now, but you have to stay fit for the show, you know, and also, again, just being ready as an actor, I'm sure you just have to stay fit because you don't know what kind of part you might get. What do? You run? Do you, you know, box? What type of exercise do you do?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, my body responds to weight almost faster than I like, to the point where I get really big. So I have to really fight to stay sort of lean. So for me, you know, I used to do weightlifting, tons of weightlifting and running and sprinting and stuff. But, you know, now I'm kind of moving to more yoga and, you know, just running. I box a lot, actually. Whatever I can do to stay sort of long and lean. And I think now, you know, it's about, instead of just, you know, getting dense, it's about feeling good, too. So I like to stretch a lot. Stuff that can, like, keep me long, sort of, you know, feeling good as well as aesthetically pleasing.
That's important. You know, because it's really not about you and your health. It's about your fans and looking good for us. You know what I'm saying?
Precisely.
So now, have you had opportunity to travel? Since now you've got a really great job, you're the second season. Have you had opportunity to travel around the country or out the country? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, it is. I'm kind of in the little phase right now where I feel like I have an opportunity to really grow in my craft. So I've kind of stayed put since we got done shooting. But I do plan probably in the next month or so to get around. You know, I like to get around the country a bit, see my family in New York and in Baltimore. And I like to go to Europe, too, also.
You should definitely go. Yeah, you should definitely go to Europe. It's really nice over there. For the most part, and it's just seeing, like, history and the different architecture and the food. Italy, you got to go to Italy. The food,
food
is awesome. Yes, it's great. It's great. So I would definitely recommend that. Now, are you going into the third season?
We're going into the third season. Well, I believe we start up at the beginning of February, so it's gonna be exciting. Yeah, you know, my goal, like I said, in this little off-season, if you will, is just to sort of just keep sharpening the tool, keep sharpening the axe, because I think that some really cool things are, you know, coming up, and I'm going to be ready.
Now, I saw that on your Twitter account, the show's going over to Germany. You might have to visit Germany to, like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. No, we're premiering all over the place. I think there was another one. There was Germany. It was India. We just premiered in India, I think this upcoming week or maybe the week after that. But, yeah, the show's going all over. I know we do really well in South America also on A&E South America. A&E Latino, I believe.
Wow, that's crazy. In India? This is amazing. Our technology that we have to just shoot a show over to India is absolutely amazing. Let me ask, who would you like to perform with if you had a choice of actors or actresses in the future, like maybe a guest appearance or just in another movie?
Right. I mean, one of the guys, I mean, a few of the people that I look up to that I couldn't even imagine sort of sharing the stage with, like I love Forest Whitaker. Forest Whitaker to me, I literally get to watch him all day. I think he is such a tremendous actor. Another guy, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Oldman.
Oh yeah.
I've been a
crazy Gary Oldman. Crazy sick, like don't get in his way, Gary Oldman.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's kinda cutting out a little bit. But
okay.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying I agree with you, yeah.
Let's see here. Maybe if I let me hang up and call, try to call
you
right now.
Can you? Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can, but it's just it's very staticky. I can barely hear what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. You want to call back? Call back.
Yeah.
All right. So JR's going to call back, but in the meantime, again, if you want to call in, the number is 646-929-0368. We're here talking about his acting career or the night shift. Who he wants to play with, whether he wears boxers or briefs, where the show goes. Do you have any questions for him? Feel free. Don't be shy. I know some of you might be listening. Many of you commented on his photo on Facebook, so please don't be shy of calling in to talk to him. Hey, you're back. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Okay, great. Yeah, you know, technology, it's through the internet and we got phones and all these different issues, so it happens. We have good days and bad days. But let me talk to you a little bit about one of the issues you brought up on the show. They talked about domestic violence. One of your characters,
sure.
Your girlfriend,
sure.
You know, she dealt with that issue on the show. You know, that's a really huge issue. I played the teen dating violence public service announcement because I think people don't realize that also teens, you know, deal with that issue as well. Are you guys, did you guys talk about that beforehand? Has anybody on the show maybe dealt with that in real life? Or how did the directors decide to bring make it that her issue?
Right. You know, I don't know what their private conversations were. As far as you know, what they were talking about or where she was working from, talking about Merle Dandridge, who plays my girlfriend on the show. You know, I'm not sure. We don't necessarily, like, get together and sort of talk about those issues. I just knew that I could tell she was coming from a very genuine place. It was great to work with. There was definitely, you know, true concern there for her. But as far as, you know, talking about the issues, we don't necessarily do that, you know, as a whole. I'm not sure if my castmates have been involved in any sort of domestic violence. I have, but it's definitely I'm glad we were able to address because a lot of people responded to that issue. You know, a lot of people respond. I think, you know, if there's anything about our show, I think people respond to a lot of the issues that we bring up because a lot of them are so current, you know. And there's things that are happening now. If you look at sort of the gay member in the military.
Yeah.
People to know, talk about domestic violence. You talk about human smuggling, right? I mean, these are things that we're based in San Antonio, I feel like the town of San Antonio will face being a military town itself.
Yeah. Well, definitely the post-traumatic stress stuff with a lot of the actors that are on there and their characters, you know, they're playing. That's a really huge issue that people don't realize. And also, like, problems, like one of the characters I remember, she couldn't get surgery, and she had fought in the military.
Right. Which can't
you
happen.
Know? It can. It's horrible. Like, I think that's, you know, like, and then we have, like, homeless vets and issues, which I think as a person that put your life on the line for our country,
totally.
I think there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, I'm really, that's one of the things that, you know, about our show that really makes me proud, just that we're engaging in those sort of things. It makes it very fulfilling, you know, to sit there you know, because, you know, you put a lot of work into, you know, getting ready, like we talked about, you know, making sure you're prepared to go to work, go to set stuff. And, you know, when you get to work with material that's relevant and really play with those issues in your mind, like, it's a good thing.
Now, did you guys, did you ever talk with people in the hospital or paramedics or nurses or
Right. I have a few doctors that are that I went to college with that I sort of picked their brain and stuff. And I have a few friends that are nurses also. So I sort of try to get in their head a little bit. But, you know, I think what makes a show like that compelling is more the interpersonal relationship between, you know,
mm-hmm.
You've seen a ton of medical shows, but I think it's about the relationships. I think it's about, I think what's interesting is what happens in between the surgeries. You know what I mean? What's going on in the hospital? What are the human issues that these people are facing? And as a viewer, like, how do they relate to me? Because when I start seeing myself on screen or things that I go through on a regular basis, that's when I get interested.
Right. Exactly. If it reflects your life, you go, oh,
exactly.
Wow, you know what? I can relate to that. I can see myself in that.
Totally.
Now, you guys also have some silliness, though. You have some silly episodes. For example, when you saran wrapped the character to the podium.
Yeah.
Okay, that was stupid, silly. You guys have silly time?
Yeah, for sure. Well, our writers, Jeff Judah and Gabe Sachs, like our executive producers, our showrunners, they're comedy guys. They come from a comedic background, so I think that's sort of what makes our show a bit different. Is that you have a dramatic show, you have a drama that sort of has this undertone of comedy in it, like all the time. And I think, to be honest, I think it's something. If you ask most doctors and nurses and stuff. It seems like that's something that is always, you know, there, because when you're dealing with such, you know, you see such, you know, traumatic stuff in a hospital, particularly in an emergency room, there has to be,
right.
There has to be moments of levity, or, you know, people will go crazy, you know, you've seen children being,
yeah.
Hurt, you know, women, guys coming in with, you know, crazy injuries. There has to be that break where you could have, you know, that humor, even if it is like a sort of morbid humor. I think you have to be able to laugh at times and be able to switch out of it. I don't think you can stay in that sort of super serious place all the time, you know, every day.
Yeah, I agree. Let me ask you, what is J.R. Lindman afraid of?
J.R. Lindman is afraid of, I think what scares me the most maybe is sort of not maximizing my potential, or just potential in general. Right.
What do you have to have in your refrigerator? Like, when you go to a supermarket, like, I got to have this. Like, my week won't be right. It has to be on the trailer. What is it that you have to have?
Guacamole and mango, cut up mango.
Really? Okay, yeah. Okay. And what makes JR happy?
What makes me happy, I would say, it's a number of things. Okay, we're about to get deep here. So I would say good health.
Okay.
I would say sort of enthusiasm for life. You know, meaning sort of like you're just happy with what you're doing, whether it be your job. You're doing something with your time that you believe in, that you're pouring yourself into, being a former athlete, you know, particularly at a competitive level. You know, at that level, you're just so used to putting your all, like your whole essence into what it is that you do. That's the only way to, you know, pro football or college football or whatever. You have to, like, put your whole being into it. So if you're unhappy with that direction, then that's a problem. So for me, I'm just used to engaging my whole self, whatever it is that I'm doing. So that's the sort of enthusiasm I'm talking about that I found in act. It's great. That small, fulfilling relationship.
Mm-hmm.
asking about, whether it be friends, intimate ones, family members, I would say creative freedom, you know, making sure you're able to use that artistic side of your brain. You know, being a, being an engineer at Stanford, it definitely flexed my intellectual side, you know, the sort of logical side. And
you
know, sports was my creative outlet. You know, sports is very much so an art form. But I think, you know, acting has sort of fulfilled that side. It's given me that sort of,
the other side of it.
But yeah, the other side of it, to be creative. I would say a sense of well-being, meaning like I'm giving back, you know, whether it be community service or whatever it may be, I'll say peace of mind. Those are some good, I would say, connection with spirit, you know, that sort of stuff. Yeah,
that's good. That's where are we going to see JR in 5 years, 10 years? Where are we going to see him?
You know what? I can't answer that. I think if we were to have the same conversation, I think the same things would be important to me. I don't see much changing. I think materialistically maybe some things could change, but I think for what's important, as far as perspective, as far as, you know, what are the things that are making me happy? If you ask me that question again, I probably would say the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Well, JR, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I wish you so much success on NBC's The Night Shift. Definitely be waiting with bated breath for the third season. Are you going to be getting married or something with this girl? Do we know what's happening on the show? Any hints?
That's a good question. Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Thank you so much, JR, for coming on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a good one.
All right. You have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actor JR Lemon from NBC's The Night Shift. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Later today, I'm actually doing a second show today at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm speaking with Margaret Avery from Being Mary Jane. She plays the mom on the show, and we're going to be talking about lupus, which is an autoimmune disease that affects African-American women, mostly Latino women, women of color, at a greater rate. And we're going to be talking about that with the CEO of the Southeastern Pennsylvania Lupus Foundation chapter. So please tune in. You can call in at 5 p.m. Eastern for that show. That's just an unusual special show I wanted to do about that issue. Again, thank you for calling. Follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook. And check me out on Instagram. I'm Saturdays with Joy Keys on Instagram.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much.
I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms. Some so subtle, your teenager may not even know it's happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start, how you can spot the signs, and most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.